بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, first and foremost, I would like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and I make you the witnesses that I cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is His right to be thanked. This statement is generally true, it is completely true, and I am making this statement with specific reference to one thing. And that thing is that when I came this morning, I was informed by the principal and his honorable wife of this Sunday school that they have been teaching you my book called The Leadership Lessons from the Life of Rasulullah for the last 2 years. Waji Ajib. I cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I didn't even know this masjid existed. I didn't even know this school existed. This is completely and totally the fadl of my Rabb jalla jalaluhu. So when the teachers, when the principal said to me, they are studying your book for the last 2 years and please speak to them something about the book. And I am aware that I have only a few minutes. So I made dua and I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what must I say about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I want to tell you about one incident in his life. If the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be condensed into one word, that word is rahmah. And that is why his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He said, we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as anything other than rahmah for the alameen. The expression of rahmah is maghfirah. The expression of rahmah, of mercy, is forgiveness. Forgiveness is to forgive somebody who did wrong. Because sometimes people say this, when you say, please forgive your brother, forgive your sister, forgive the person, they say, no, but you see, he did wrong. Well, that is the reason you should forgive him. If he did not do any wrong, what are you forgiving him for? Right? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Why? Because we are sinless? No, because we commit sins. And how many times do we commit sins? All the time. Somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many times must I forgive my brother? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 70 times every day. Not 70 times once in a lifetime, 70 times every day. My brother says, for how many days? As long as you live and as long as he lives. I am old, but I am not deaf. My brothers and sisters, the incident I want to tell you about is a very beautiful incident which illustrates the rahmah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And it's also an incident which illustrates how he used to teach. So because you are students and some of you are teachers, let me narrate this incident which also illustrates how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach. The incident is as follows. After Fatah Makkah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the army to Taif in the battle eventually, which was called the Battle of Hunain. Now, as they were going towards Taif, this was the first time that this army was fully equipped. There were 10,000 soldiers. It was the first time that the army was so big, and they were fully equipped with all the arms and ammunition that they needed. And they were going towards Taif. On the way they camped, and where they camped, it was time for Salah. So Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu stood up to call the Adhan. Now as Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu was calling the Adhan, there was a group of young Qurayshi, young men, young Qurayshi youth. They were wealthy people, they were from the nobility of the tribe. And they were making mockery of Sayyidina Bilal. So they were saying various kinds of things. They were making mockery of Sayyidina Bilal. They were, you know, joking about him and mocking him. And somebody said this black crow and all kinds of stuff. This matter was reported to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called them. He said, bring them. Now remember, this is the army. This is the army. They are moving towards Taif for a battle. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the commander-in-chief. And this incident is an incident where there is somebody who is trying to instigate people against Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu, who is one of the closest and the most honored Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is not a normal offense. This is a offense in any case which could be treated as treason. It could be a capital offense. The punishment of that could be death. So these young men are brought to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting there. So they come. Now obviously they know this is bad news. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, which one of you was the leader of this? Who was the one who was leading this mockery of Bilal of the land? Now they can't escape. So they pointed to one of them and his name was Abu Mahdura. Radiallahu anhu. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, come close. Now imagine what must be going on in the mind of Abu Mahdura. I mean, this is like, you know, he's going to call me close and then he's going to make some ishara to somebody and, you know, off in my head. Wallahu alam. So now Abu Mahdura, who is accused not just of making mockery of Sayyidina Bilal or being the ringleader of this whole thing, he's sitting, he's brought close to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, shall I teach you how to call the adhan? Huh? He doesn't say to him, how come you were making mockery of Sayyidina Bilal? You know, this is a bad behavior and this and that. This is the punishment. No. He says, shall I teach you how to call the adhan? Abu Mahdura says, Ya Rasulullah, please. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, repeat after me. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Abu Mahdura repeats, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Abu Mahdura is repeating. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Abu Mahdura is repeating. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. Abu Mahdura radiallahu anhu repeated this whole adhan. And then Abu Mahdura says, Ya Rasulullah, your Sahabi Bilal radiallahu anhu, he is your muaddin in Medina. Make me your muaddin in Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you are my muaddin in Makkah. The Muarrikin, the historians, say that Allah gave Abu Mahdura a very long life. He lived into his late 90s. And they say that he used to come into the haram every single salah. He would make tawaf, he would pray two rakat salah, and then he would call the adhan. And he did that till the last day of his life. Who did this? A man who was making mockery of the adhan. The man who was a ringleader of the people mocking the adhan and mocking Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. One interaction with Rasulullah changed the man. One single interaction. One single interaction, which is an interaction of correction, changed the man forever. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.